said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
The energy is always in divine flow, in synchronicity, in alignment. Energy is not stagnant. Energy loves to move. Energy is in constant flux, and everything is energy. The difference is in vibrations, frequency. To align this energy, to harmonize this energy, to harness this energy, is the goal, so that we start vibrating at a higher frequency. to move out of the limited consciousness. To touch the unlimited. To feel the impalpable is the goal. That what we see, that what we hear, that what we feel, that what we see, hear, touch. To go beyond all this and to hear that which is unheard, to feel that which is unfelt, to see that which is invisible, to palpate that which is intangible is the goal. Because reality is not that what you see. Reality is far, far beyond and ahead. The potential possibilities can become real. That is quantum mechanics. The potential possibilities can also become realities. All is in the mind. The mind game. The journey of pranic living is about reprogramming. It is to realize that everything is within me. I am the center of the universe. Or the entire universe is within me. To get rid of all the belief systems which are blocking my energy is the goal of pranic living. The energy is clogged. The energy is blocked. And to restore the pranic flow is the goal. The moment anything which blocks the energy would produce disease, sickness and illness at some point of time in the body. And mind can also not remain spared. So pranic living is about unclogging. Pranic living is about decluttering. The system is cluttered. The house is filled with garbage. So pranic living is house cleaning. It is Diwali in action. The house is decorated. So beautiful. First guest comes. He sits on the sofa. And he takes the pillow out and keeps it somewhere. The second guest comes. He owns the music. The song. The third guest comes. He throws open the windows. The fourth guest comes. And the drinks are around. Yet another guest comes. He wants space for dancing. So he readjusts the sofas. Then children come and they start moving here and there in the house. It's going to be party. Followed by dinner. Guests are around, but the host is sleeping up there. And the party is over. And the guest comes, and the host comes and sees what has happened. The house is all cluttered. This is the story of human soul. The house was clean. When the cycle started, and the guests started coming from Copper Age. In the mind and in the body. And the mind got diseased. And body became susceptible to all illnesses. Now the cleaning work starts. The cleaning work is pranic living. And today we'll see an important aspect of pranic living, and that is meditation. Meditation is the foundation. Without meditation, you cannot enter into the realm of pranic living. The kingdom of pranic living stands on the bricks. Of meditation. And there are various methods, means, techniques of meditation. And you should keep on experimenting with various methods of meditation. Don't just stick to one, or you incorporate or integrate various methods. And try all those methods. Whichever suits you, you can become master in that method. So today we'll see about 10-15 different methods of meditation. But before that, what meditation does. If you see different religions, there is no one definition of meditation. Every religion teaches a kind of meditation. Whether the religions are theists or atheists, whether they believe in God or not, whether they believe in soul or not, but they have a method of meditation. Take for example Christianity. They also meditate. You will see St. Francis de Assisi sitting and meditating. Their meditation is all about prayer. If you go to Judaism, they also meditate. Confucius, they also meditate. Buddhistic techniques of meditations are quite well known. Jainas, you see them, Mahavira sitting in a very peculiar pose and meditating. Zen, Zazen, meditating. Hinduism, so many different types of meditation in Hinduism. Every philosophy has got one different technique of meditation. Zoroastrians, they do meditate. So there are so many different types of meditation. If you enter into the path of bhakti, they have so many different types of meditation. Islam, Sufism, different types of meditation. So it's very difficult to define meditation because it differs. It's challenging to define the word meditation. But yes, in all meditations, few things happen. Meditation is to purify. The goal of meditation is self-purification. You destroy your old belief systems. You rewrite your DNA. You synchronize the energy. The energy is scattered. You focus the mind. Meditation is about centralization. The consciousness has become decentralized. In the modern world, when executives sit together and if they are taught meditation, the meditation is something like this. Open your account. Delete all the old files. Remove the cache. Are you sure you want to permanently delete your Facebook account? Yes. So all is in the mind. The digital disturbances. Unless and until you get rid of them, you cannot meditate. So meditation is coming back to the center, to the consciousness. Every day, Murli, we keep on hearing one statement, remember the Father. But you cannot remember the Father unless and until you become soul conscious. So remembrance, what is the first step before remembrance? Soul consciousness. Becoming body consciousness also, you remember. You become body conscious and you remember. But this is known as path of devotion. And 90% of the Brahmins are doing this. They are body conscious and they are spending their time. That's also good. At least they are reconnecting with the one source. So you can be body conscious and remember. But then that is not meditation. That is bhakti. To become soul conscious and then only you can remember the Father. And then only your sins would get absolved. And then also, then only new sins would not be created. And for soul consciousness, you cannot become soul conscious unless and until you enter the pranic journey. So pranic living is first, and then you become soul conscious. And soul consciousness means coming to the center. So meditation is nothing but first be what you are. Come to your true nature. Come back to your true nature. Your original, pristine, unadulterated, uncontaminated, pure, sacrosanct. Your true self, your that pure self. You are spirit, not bodies. Meditation is to quieten the mind. Meditation is to bring under control the unruly nature of the mind. Meditation is to reconnect yourself. Because at present the life is disconnected. It's operating in such a disorderly manner. There is utter chaos and anarchy. So these are the different benefits. Meditation also has got health benefits. Lot of research is coming around. Meditation helps in so many diseases, life modifies. Communicable diseases, non-communicable diseases like hypertension, diabetes, and so on. All psychological illnesses, meditation does help. When can you meditate? You can meditate while walking, while sitting, whilst playing, whilst in nature, anytime, everywhere. There is no fixed place. For meditation, you can do it anytime, anywhere. Gardening, singing, listening to music, anywhere you can meditate. Meditation is the master key that opens the door of your unlimited potential. So what are the different types of meditation? We will see some of the methods, some of the techniques which are taught, practiced across the world. One of the most common methods of meditation is mantra meditation. Mantra meditation. You take any mantra and you keep repeating it. You keep repeating it, repeating it, repeating it. It's a bija mantra. If you are not very fond of mantra, you can take any statement and convert that into a mantra. It is not necessary that you take some complicated Sanskrit affirmation or shloka. You can create anything. Every affirmation can be a mantra. Flight of the alone to the alone. This can be a mantra. In this journey of spirituality, I am alone. I don't need any relations. I don't need human beings. I move alone. I walk alone. Except God, I don't need anyone. This can become a mantra. The presence of human beings sometimes is an obstacle. Whatever weakness you have, you create a mantra to get rid of that weakness. I am strong. I am powerful. I am unstoppable. Nothing can stop me. This can be a mantra. I am perfectly healthy. I enjoy vibrant health. My body is clean and pure and I don't need anything. I am light. I am made up of light. I drink light. I eat light. I bathe with light. I am surrounded by light. I am light. I am so light. Body is light and mind is light. And thoughts are light. So mantra meditation, you convert anything into a mantra, but keep on repeating it multiple times. That is mantra meditation. The second is chakra meditation. They talk of seven chakras. You can study about them. I think we have spoken about this elsewhere multiple times. The subtle body, the astral body, the angelic body, the ethereal body, the light body. Meditation is nothing but activating the light body. And this light body, they say, has got these chakras. So you focus on each and every chakra. You move from the root chakra to the crown chakra, the third eye chakra, the throat chakra, the heart chakra, the sacral chakras, all the chakras. You sit and see and visualize the chakras. And the energy which is blocked there, the energy is getting released and chakra is getting opened. And the energy is flowing up. Energy flowing up is spirituality. Energy flowing down is sensuality. Energy flowing up is virtue. Energy flowing down is sin. Energy flowing up, you become powerful. Energy flowing down, you become weak. So chakra meditation. Third, gazing meditation. They call it trataka. You can gaze on anything. A candle, a lamp, a light, point of light, translight. Could be anything. And think that thing as God or whomsoever you believe in. Gazing meditation, that makes you powerful, that increases your focus and concentration. You can practice, incorporate each of these meditation into Raja Yoga. So whilst you sit in meditation, now just focus on a point of light and don't move for 1 hour. The eyes should remain stable. It is not necessary that you keep unblinking eyes. You can blink in between, but keep it focused and then see what happens. The more you keep focus, gradually the thoughts start getting focused and concentrated. So that is known as gazing meditation. Fourth, Qigong meditation. Below this belly button, below the umbilicus, navel, 2 inches below, they say that is a point which is most important in the body. So in Qigong meditation, they keep on focusing on this point all the time. And gradually, the whole body starts, the energy starts circulating and it's getting focus. Tantian. Tantian. So Qigong meditation you can do. Then, next, you can have breath awareness meditation. Breath is coming in, breath is going out. You don't try to manipulate, you just watch. I sit and watch the breath. I don't attach any name, any mantra, any numbering, any thought, any affirmation, nothing. Just breath coming, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. That is known as breath awareness meditation, anapanasati. Sati means mindfulness. The next is body scanning meditation, total body scan. You scan the body from top till bottom, top till bottom. Start from the crown and move till the toes. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Keep on moving and moving. Keeping the body still. That is body scanning meditation. Next is Tantra meditation. This is also a very beautiful meditation. When you focus on the toes, big toe, and imagine that this big toe is filled with golden light. And then gradually, the other toes are also filled with golden light. The entire feet is filled with golden light. Ankles, calves, knees, thighs, hips, legs, everywhere. Gradually move up and your whole body is filled with golden light. This is Tantra meditation. So you are filled with that divine light and you visualize that my system is getting filled with light. Then next is Metta meditation. Metta means loving kindness. In our world, we call it Shubh Bhavna, Shubh Kamna or Sakash. If you think that you have an ill feeling for somebody or somebody has got ill feeling for you or there is a relationship conflicts or relationships are disturbed or two persons are at loggerheads with each other, they are quarreling, there is conflict between boss and you, your colleagues, your juniors, family members, spouse, anything. So you create loving kindness and spend metta, give loving shubhavna, sakash. So this meditation, you exchange good wishes. You send good wishes to each and everything, not just to human beings, to animals, to entire universe. I love everyone. I have good wishes for everyone. So this is known as LK, loving kindness meditation, or metta. Metta is a Buddhistic Pali word. Metta bhavana means good wishes for everyone. So that is another meditation. Then Taoist meditation, Tao. Tao meditation, it is nothing, you blank the mind. Just watch, keep on watching your thoughts. And gradually you start reducing the thoughts. Just observe them. Whatever thoughts are coming, just observe. Don't do anything. Thoughts are coming, thoughts are going. Thoughts come, they go. They come, they go. They come, they go. That is known as Taoist meditation. The next is Nada meditation. Nada means you sit in nature, close your eyes and listen everything, all the voices which are around you. Right now, listen to the chirping of the birds. Every one of you close the eyes for a few seconds. Focused on the voices around you. And become one with those voices. Yeah. You can practice that later on. That is known as Nada meditation. That's also a very powerful technique. Next, third eye meditation. They say there is a third eye here. So activate the third eye. Just start focusing here all the time. Focus and then see. Your pineal gland is getting activated. Pineal, pituitary and hypothalamus axis. Pineal, pituitary and hypothalamus. These are the master glands here. When these are activated, serotonin is released and melatonin is released. Serotonin is the happiness hormone. Melatonin gives you deep sleep. These are natural methods to release them. Otherwise, you go in the pharmacy and you have got tablets. There is one tablet, Placida. So that contains melatonin 3 mg. So you can use those tablets for sleep or you try meditation for sleep. You activate the third eye where you activate the inner this thing. So this meditation, then we have Rajyoga meditation, which every one of you is practicing from long time. We are meditators for long time. But then do not remain restricted to one single pattern. Bring creativity. Newness. Use visualization as a tool. Then creative imagination. Creative imagery. Creative imagery means you create something. Like give a thought. I am entering a garden. There are flowers around. The trees are so beautiful. The cool breeze. I am walking. The river, the mountains, everything is so beautiful. So visualize everything. Creative visualization. It is known as creative imagery. This is also a technique of meditation, whereby you calm the mind. Then, as a part of Rajyoga meditation, there are many things which you can do in that. The first is relationships. Have all the relationships with one. That's a meditation. Chit chat with the Supreme. That's a meditation. Loving union with Him is a meditation. Being lost in His love is a meditation. Creating a sense of gratitude is a meditation. In next Sunday's Murli, Baba said, keep a list so active in front of you. What have you achieved? Prapti, Bhagya, your fortune. Gratitude meditation, that is known as gratitude. You just thank everything and everyone who came across your life, in your life, all the time. So, meditation can be anything. Whenever you get focused, that thing can become meditation. So, keep practicing different techniques. Just simple mindfulness is also meditation. When you are walking, you walk. Bokozo was the Zen master. He was asked, Master, what you do? Tell the secret. He said, when I feel like to sleep, I sleep. When I am hungry, I eat. When I am thirsty, I drink. Then the disciple said, and what? He said, that's it. This is my meditation. When I am thirsty, I drink. When I am hungry, I eat. Sometimes he eats in the middle of the night. Sometimes he eats 8 times a day. And then sometimes he doesn't eat for 3 days. Because he is not hungry. Sometimes he will drink. Sometimes he doesn't drink. Sometimes he gets up at 11 o'clock. And he says, whenever I get up, that is Brahma Muhurt. And sometimes he stays awake the whole night. Autonomous life. Sometimes He will stay at one place and sometimes he'll walk for 3 days continuously without sleeping. He is a master. He is totally free. But that is a very high stage. Don't try this. That's the result, because this master has tried everything in the past. He has tried everything in the past. That's why he has achieved this stage of freedom. He wants, he eats. He doesn't want, he doesn't eat for 4 days. So that is his meditation. So meditation is not, the greatest meditation is just to sit like this and not doing anything. This is the greatest form of meditation. You are not doing any asanas or anything. You are just sitting without moving for 4 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours, 28 hours. Without moving. And if somebody calls you, you just get up like a flower. Without any tingling, numbness or pain anywhere in the body. You are as if a flower. If it was sitting and you move and start walking and working in the field or toil anywhere, or start talking like a normal person. But when you sit, as if you are lost. So that is meditation. So that is a tool for pranic living. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in